When we think of rowing, most of us don't think Middle East, and certainly not Iraq or Afghanistan. But Matt Trevithick does. He's a former Boston University rower who helped develop rowing as a recreational sport in northern Iraq, and that was in recent years. Now he's helping to build a national rowing team in Afghanistan. Matt Trevithick is currently in Kabul. Matt, how did you end up involved with rowing in Afghanistan?
When I arrived in Afghanistan, about, let's see, a year into my time here, I was contacted by the World Rowing Federation, which said they were receiving some interesting emails from a group of young, aspiring rowers here in Kabul. Knowing me and my work with the Iraqi rowing team, they asked if I would investigate this and see what the situation was.
Did you need to get the Afghan government to sign off on this before you started developing the team?
I did. What I've had to do is work with a group of talented and very motivated Afghan rowers to convince the National Olympic Committee, which oversees all sport in Afghanistan, to essentially come on board and create this as an official federation for Afghanistan sports.
I'm curious, who are these people who are already interested in rowing?
We have a group of about 10 rowers. They all share very similar stories, but one of the most interesting guys is a man named Ashraf Parvez. His family fled to Pakistan during the Taliban regime. While he was a refugee in Pakistan, he saw the Pakistani army training on these boats, and he essentially approached them and said, "What is the sport you're talking about?" Over the course of a few years, he befriended them, and they taught him how to row.
So these are people who simply saw this sport occurring and decided they want to try it.
Absolutely, and they've not only tried it, they've succeeded at it. That same person, Ashraf Parvez, even though he has never rowed a stroke in his own country of Afghanistan, he competed on behalf of Afghanistan in the Malaysian Games and Southeast Asian Games in 2002 and 2003, and he picked up 2 medals from that.
So I have to ask, will there be women's teams as well as men's?
We absolutely have every intention of doing everything we can to support women's rowing, but with that, we will keep certain cultural considerations very much in mind. This is not a project where foreigners are coming in and telling anybody what to do or how they should leave their lives. This is, hey, a bunch of us are trying to get this program started, and therefore it's inherently organic, and I would like to keep it that way. If women are rowing in Afghanistan, it will be the result of 2 things. One, sure, the government will allow them to row, and that I could see that happening, but the second thing would be sort of cultural norms to find it acceptable for women to row.
How are you getting boats and shells to Kabul?
Equipment is currently stockpiled in Germany. We've had donations from the German rowing teams and the Dutch rowing teams, along with a lot of logistical support from the U.S. rowing team. And we've explored a number of options about shipping the boats here via sort of military flights or cargo containers. And it turns out one way that's entirely inside our control and is also not too cost ineffective is actually to just drive it here ourselves. We'll be hitting the road from Frankfurt, Germany, and we'll be driving down to Turkey. We'll slide partially through Iraq. We won't be able to drive ourselves through Iran, so we are arranging for some transportation there to get the boats through to the other side of the country, which meets Herat, which is a province of Afghanistan, where we will re-meet the boats.
That's going to be quite a trip.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
So my final question, Afghanistan is famously landlocked. Where will you set up your training facility?
The captain of the team, Ashraf Parvez, has a very amusing answer to that question. And he says, just because Afghanistan is a mountainous country does not mean Afghans should only play mountain sports. There is a beautiful lake right outside of Kabul. It's called Lake Karga. And it's exactly 2,000 meters long, which is exactly how long we need it to be. And we've worked with local officials there. And with their blessing, we'll be setting up our Afghanistan's first rowing federation there.
Matt Trevithick was a competitive rower in college. He's now helping to set up a national rowing team in Afghanistan. Good luck. This is really interesting, and I really wish you luck.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it.